Now, what happens when you got a note-taking system? Well, you can write from abundance. And I realized that once I had this critical mass of notes, writing came pretty easily to me. And instead of staring at a blank white screen of doom and just praying for an idea to rise, I used my notes to spark inspiration. And I found time and again that just looking at my notes, even if I didn't pull directly from them, they would inspire a chain reaction of epiphanies for me. And sometimes I realize that sometimes it takes an abundance of resources to unleash your creativity. Just look at what an expert tailor does. Before they're making a dress, one thing they'll do is they won't buy just enough fabric. No, they'll have so much. Ever walk into a tailor's office? There's yarn and cloth everywhere because they buy up more than enough material. Silk lining, buttons, swatches. It's pretty fun. They have all the options on the table and you're like, wow, there are so many possibilities. And then what you do is you take one swatch there, one button here, you begin to bring them together. And you just begin to play with possibilities. You're like a kid. You're just saying, that looks fun. That looks fun. And then eventually you end up with your final result, not by just sitting there and thinking, what would my ideal dress be? No, by just taking all of the options, mixing and matching them, and just watching what emerges. What you realize is that dresses made by an expert tailor and modern writing isn't created. It's assembled. Gone are the days of information scarcity. We can now walk with the abundance of having more ideas in our pocket that we've curated, that we've synthesized for ourselves, that we know what to do with. And sometimes what I'll do is I'll put my notes on the right side of the screen and I'll put my actual writing on the left side. And I'll just go like a game of ping pong, you know, like when somebody's watching, I'll just flip between right side, left side, right side, left side. And sometimes I'll just have so many ideas that I don't even get to a place where I can type fast enough to capture them all. Because I'll look to the right side of the screen and I'll just new idea here, new idea there. And what I've realized is that if you want to get to a place where you can write from abundance, you do two things. First, you capture your epiphanies. And second, you focus on things that resonate. So one is this is capturing your epiphanies. This is something that you do where you realize that part of what it means to be a writer is to learn to trust your epiphanies. Trust your intellectual breakthroughs and realize that if you can articulate them well, your ideas are going to provide intellectual breakthroughs for other people too. When I make these podcasts, I'm just talking to myself here. I'm just saying, David, these are things that you need to know. These are things that you need to remember. And hopefully they're resonating with you too. But I'm really just teaching things that have been pretty insightful for me. And I say, you know what? If I figure it out, a certain number of those ideas, they're going to be interesting to you too. And then the second thing is focus on what resonates. And this is a very bodily sensation. And this really comes when you're consuming, when you're going out into the world. You're paying attention to what experiences elevate your heartbeat because they're exciting. You're paying attention to what ideas make you sweat, maybe because they're a little nerve-wracking, or you're saying, I've never really thought about that before. What gets you excited? What actually gets you to a place where you're talking faster and you're speaking with enthusiasm? And then what you're doing when you're reading is you're just capturing, you're saving those highlights. You're writing those ideas down, things that come from other people, things that make you say, that's pretty interesting. Never thought about that before. So you're capturing epiphanies that you have and you're paying attention to ideas from other people that resonate. And when you do both of those, you save those ideas in the information capture system that we focus on through the first week of Rite of Passage. This is what we focus on to get you to a place where you're passively bringing in, collecting new ideas to make writing both easier for yourself and more enjoyable. And then what you're doing is you're getting to a place where rather than trying to just sit down and write from nothingness, that blank white screen, that flashing black cursor, you're like, oh my goodness, I have no ideas. Well, when you're stuck, you just go to your notes and you say, what's interesting, this is an entire world of things that I once thought were fascinating. Spend 3 minutes in your notes. Now you got some ideas and you got that momentum. And there we go. You're writing from abundance.